Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He runs South Beach.
Go holler at my boy Miles at Prime 112, the owner. Definitely drop my name. I'm always good in the MIA.
He has his own commercials.
Thought I'd spice things up.
He's now taking over the dial as our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider.
Hey, Bonte, I don't play basketball no more. I'm a full-time golfer.
Hey.
Okay?
Here's Darrell Wright.
Oh, my main man, partner in crime at NBC Sports Bay Area, former NBA champ. He is an NBA champ. Darrell Wright, of course, former Warrior and member of the Miami Heat. We'll get into both series here. Game one of the Western Conference Finals begins today. Tip-off at 6 p.m. Warriors Live starts at 4:30 right here on 95.7 Game with Damon and Ratto, presented by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub experience. And by the way, in 9 minutes, we're going to ask everybody a question. Know the show. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, we're going to have a question for you. 815, caller number one at 844-999-4263, 844-999-4263. We'll go to game number one of the Western Conference Finals tonight at Chase Center. D. Wright, my main man, what's happening?
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. We had to spice things up last hour. We had these jabronis from Dallas. You could tell they didn't really have any hoop knowledge because they were talking about, oh, you know, Dirk Nowitzki had the most impressive NBA championship, top three. He won it with nobody. It's like, wait, Jason Kidd's a nobody. Jason Terry's a nobody. Sean Marion's a nobody. Tyson Chandler's a nobody. Obviously, those guys don't know basketball, and they also don't realize how good Stephen Curry is. I mean, the disrespect Stephen Curry's getting already going into the series where they said, hey, Luka's the best player on the floor. Well, I can't wait for Luka to have to play defense on Stephen Curry because that's going to be barbecue chicken, D, right?
Oh, most definitely, man. I can't wait for this series. It's going to be a challenge for both teams on the defensive end. We all know both sides got a lot of firepower when it comes to offense, but it's going to be one of them series where, hey, man, you're going to have to come guard me as well, just like I got to guard you. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. I can't wait to see the matchups. I've been trying to, you know, put it on paper and see who's going to be matched up with who, what's the best matchups, because the Dallas Mavericks team try to seek out those mismatches as we've seen in that Phoenix series. So it's going to be interesting to see who they're going to pick on.
Can I ask you a question as a former player, as somebody who's now, you know, you're in the media, you're kind of like me, you know, we're in the media, but we're not really, you know what I mean? We ain't journalists per se. We're in the sports media game, and I just look across at some of the people putting opinions out there. You're seeing Pat Bev this week just going crazy. How come when we talk about Luka Doncic, right, we elevate him and he's awesome and we love him so much, but then we have to pivot. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the media in general has to pivot to slandering Steph Curry. Why can't we elevate both players simultaneously? Why does it always have to be a negative knock on someone as we elevate someone else?
I think just because negativity is always going to be the selling point. You know, people going to click on that. People going to listen to that. And then it makes people, you know, have an opinion. So I think it's just a conversation starter that people, you know, hate on others. So I think that's the biggest deal. That's what I take from it, because I don't see no positive in hating or being negative. So that's the only reason, in my opinion, why people say certain things, just to get conversation started and people arguing.
Do you believe Pat Bev broke a code, D. Wright? Because I was watching it a little bit yesterday and the day before, and I was like, all right, couple lines are funny here and there. You want to call somebody a cone. But I thought he went a little over the top. You start naming teammates and the conversations you're having. I felt like he broke the code, but I'm not in NBA locker rooms. I wasn't a player. As a former player, do you believe that he kind of towed that line and broke the code there?
Yeah, I think he went too far. We also talking about an all-time great in CP3. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the beef is between them two. That's offline. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you become to the media side, when you jump to that side, you got to take out all your personal beefs and the personal things you have against guys and just call it the spade a spade without, you know, getting too personal. I thought he got a little too personal. Pat Beverly, we know that's the type of passion he plays with. He was an underdog, so I understand some of it, but sometimes you can't go on TV and just kill somebody like that, especially with somebody that don't have no defense. You know, you on there, CP just finished his season. You know, he's probably at home resting, trying to heal up, and, you know, he don't really have an opportunity to defend himself, so that's why I wasn't feeling it.
Do you think you're alone in those opinions? I mean, you can't speak for everyone, but do you think word around the league is people are a little, like, you know, pissed off with Pat Bev?
I don't know if they pissed off. They're probably just saying he's wilding.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing. Like, yo, he's wilding right now. So I think that's what you're hearing more than anything.
What about Steph Curry? Because we were talking about, you know, the Luka-Steph Curry thing, and I just feel like he doesn't get the appreciation nationally that he deserves from the media, per se. And there's always these moving of the goalposts, like, he's never been a true point guard, and when he did win championships, LeBron, his team was hurt, and then he had to get Kevin Durant. I feel like we're just totally always diluting his accomplishments. You watch him every single day. Do you feel that same way from the national media, that they don't appreciate Steph Curry enough?
Yeah, I think that comes with being great, man. People don't like greatness sometimes. People want to always critique and try to give somebody else some love. They'd be feeling like it's time to give somebody else love. We've been giving him love over a decade, so why we still giving him love? He's getting older. I think a lot of people struggle with that, not understanding, hey, he's still great no matter how long you've been talking about it. It's just like LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to be talking about LeBron for 20-plus years now. So people get tired of that. They want to change the narrative. So I think a lot of people, hate on the fact that Steph Curry is still one of the greatest players of all time, still one of the favorites for the kids in the youth community. So. Mm-hmm. I think people just get bored with things nowadays.
No doubt about that. Darrell right here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, as he is every single Wednesday. Know the show question coming up in 3 minutes. Know the show. You have a chance to win tickets to game number one. We'll give out that question in 2.5 minutes here on the Roast with Darrell right on the line. Somebody's going to get lucky and go see game one tonight between the Warriors and Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. And we're talking about our X factors in this series. And I looked at Draymond Green offensively, D. Wright. I think he's going to continue to have to be aggressive like he was in game six. Shasky looked at Jordan Poole being an X factor coming off that bench and giving the Warriors some energy. Who's your X factor in this Western Conference Finals for the Warriors?
I'm going to have to go with Klay Thompson because, you know, not only is his offense going to be needed, his defense is going to be needed. You got Luka Doncic, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jalen Brunson. Three of the toughest dudes to guard one-on-one. Jalen Brunson, very underrated player. A lot of people are starting to see, him basically his coming out party and how well he can play, how good of a one-on-one player he is. So Klay Thompson being able to get in the stands and get a few stops and then go on the other end and bring 20, you know, knock down some open shots. So I'm going to go with Klay Thompson this round because his defense is going to be needed. We know Wiggs is going to be one of those guys. We know Draymond is going to be one of those guys. So I think Klay Thompson is going to have to be one of those guys that's going to slow down a few guys.
Darrell, right, defensively, what do you think they're going to do with all this pick-and-roll action with Luka Doncic? We heard so much from Mike Brown and Steve Kerr, various coverages. What do you think some of those looks are going to be? Like, how, are they going to hedge? Are they going to fight through it? Are they going to automatically switch? What do you think they're going to do to Luka?
Well, if we all paid attention to that last series, I think switching might be a bad idea, unless it's going to be one of those big, switching with a guard coming out the corner on a high pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to be able to switch on him. I think with Luka Doncic, you got to get the ball in his hand. So you got to blitz him.
Mm.
You got a hard hedge. You got to just mix it up, to be honest with you, because he's so good of a one-on-one player. That's the last thing you want him to be doing is having your guys on the island and just, you know, taking a million dribbles and getting in his bag. So I think the biggest way, with taking him out of the game is getting the ball out of his hand.
I like that a lot. And the Warriors employed some a defensive strategy like that against LeBron James in the finals. Remember, LeBron James would always hunt Steph.
Good call.
And Steph would drop, and somebody else would come up from the defense to make sure that Steph doesn't get put on the island with LeBron James. I anticipate the same thing happening in this series here, but I'm also looking at Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins, what about his coming out party Friday night against the Memphis Grizzlies, D, right? 15 points in that second half, 6 rebounds, excellent defense, blocked 3 shots. Wiggins has been steady in this postseason, and he's going to have to be steady again against his Dallas Mavericks team that have a lot of wings on the perimeter there, a lot of 3-and-D guys there. Wiggins is going to be just as important as Klay Thompson, I believe.
Yeah, most definitely, and that's what we talked about pregame. Andrew Wiggins had to have a Andrew Wiggins two-way wig, all-star wig type game for the Warriors to win that game. And he came up big time, and I'm looking forward to him doing the same thing in this series. You know, the attention to detail, slowing down Luka Doncic, I'm pretty sure he's going to be the one that starts on him and take that challenge. And just sacrificing, you know, maybe some shots, maybe a little bit of offense to lock in and, you know, slow down Luka. So I'm really looking forward to him, you know, going out there using his length, just bothering him and trying to, you know, slow him down. You can't lock him up. You know, you just hope and pray that Luka Doncic is off, but you just got to make it as hard as possible for him.
All right. Hey, we were talking about Steph in the last half hour when we brought up last season. Now it's time for Know the Show. You get to go to game one if you answer this question correctly. Shasky mentioned that a certain player was one of the most important players on last year's roster, and we never talk about him. Which player was it? Again, the question is, Shasky mentioned that a certain player was one of the most important on last year's squad, and we never talk about him. Which player was it? Call right now to contest line 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263.
So, Darrell, we know Luka's awesome and amazing, and we fear him. And if you had to take away one other guy outside of Luka from Dallas that you're very worried about, who would that player be?
It'd have to be Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's proven that he could fill it up. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie is on that list as well, but he's been super streaky. You know, last series and throughout the playoffs. So I would definitely say Jalen Brunson. His ability to attack the basket, get 2 feet in the paint, and, you know, also be a playmaker and be able to score. So he does a good job with mixing it up and being a facilitator. So I would say Jalen Brunson is another guy that you got to key on to slow down and not give as many easy looks to him.
You know, looking outside Dallas and Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock and the way they're going to try to face guard Stephen Curry, I think it's going to be pretty advantageous for the Warriors when they get into that half court. They're playing 4-on-3 because of Draymond's aggressiveness here. But how do you think Looney will be employed in this series? Kevon Looney with a strong game 6. We know the 22 rebounds, D, right? Warriors out rebounding Grizzlies 70-44. I don't think Dallas will be as physical as Memphis was in that last series. But how will Looney factor into the series?
I think his toughness, his ability to move his feet against a Luka Doncic, and his ability to understand the coverages and blitzing him and pick and roll, you know, taking Dwight Powell out the game, you know, getting into his body when he's going for those lobs, putting a body on those athletic guys. You got Powell and Clayburgh. You got to know where those guys are, being able to defend the 3-point line. So I think he's going to be huge. And you know, I know the attention and details, the officer is going to be on the offensive glass like they did last year in the defensive glass. So his rebounding ability is going to be much needed. And then just his leadership, you know, just being able to go out there and play 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or 10 minutes and, you know, stay positive. So I think Loon is going to be a big, big factor in this series as well.
I'm so fired up for game one. Bonte was talking about the break. Let's have a little fun here for a second. He was saying, you know, Chick-fil-A breakfast, very underrated, all right? Very underrated. So that got
I've only
me
had
to
it
thinking.
One time, D, right? One time. I was in a pinch. That wasn't bad.
That got me to thinking. I want to know, we've never asked you this. Did you have a specific pregame meal every single time before you played? Or did you have a different meal for different kinds of games? Like, how'd that go for you in the NBA?
Man, I used to be a big time sandwich guy, so like Subway, I used to go there all the time for games. I find the closest Subway and go get me a turkey sandwich, to be honest with you.
Jeez, just turkey?
I went to the pasta, but early on I was doing a lot of Subway sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Now, what about now on television? Because I know how Bonte's stomach gets because I've worked with him a long time. How many different Uber Eats, Grubhubs, DoorDashes has he done throughout this playoff run?
I don't think it'd be many. We eat well when it's a home game.
We eat really good.
The road game, you know, we choose if we're going to eat before or doing the job.
Yeah, we're not going to say last time we ordered Uber Eats, it was on my account, and we had to wait about an hour and a half. And it was during that 55-point or that 39-point beatdown in the hands of Memphis Grizzlies. Ooh. We had to wait a long, long time. The driver got lost or whatnot. So, but we do eat well at Chase Center. We'll be at Chase tonight.
Barbecue?
We can't give away the secret, Shask. You can't give away the secret location. But you know what? We're going to be eating good, D-Wright, tonight, baby, watching the Western Conference Finals.
Yes, sir. We definitely are. I can't wait.
You already got your pregame fit out?
I just put it to the side.
Oh, let's go. I love it, baby.
I got to work on mine, man. D-Wright, I'll see you later tonight, man. It's going down.
You got fits for days.
I don't know what I'm doing, man. It's a game-time decision today.
I'm excited to watch you guys. What time? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock
I'll
today
be tapped
at the Gatehouse.
Yes, sir. I'll see you, fellas.
Sounds good.
All right, D-Wright. Talk to you next week. And, of course, talk to you later on today at the Gatehouse. I'll talk to him at 10 o'clock on our pre-show meeting.
I was joking around in an earlier question saying me and D-Wright are exactly the same. When I was playing ball at Reardon, I had a pregame ritual for what I would eat before every basketball game.
What was that?
Me and young Guido, we would go down to Roxy's, and I would get a super from Roxy's and eat at least half of it and a Jolt soda. This is back when you're a teenager.
Jolt soda.
Remember Jolts?
Oh, I remember Jolts.
And it would get me so fired up because it was filled with caffeine and sugar.
On the football team at Washington, Coach Keeve used to feed the linemen every game day.
Oh.
Sandwiches.
Okay.
So tight ends were incorporated into the lineman group. So me being a tight end, I was the first one there. And we get these big old either Cala Foods or Safeway sandwiches. Could be turkey, could be salami. And we crush those bad boys.
Is it Cala Foods on California?
Cala Foods on 25th and Gary. Oh. Or no, 28th and Gary, but
all
they closed
it
down.
Yeah.
There was two Cala Foods.
Yeah.
There was one on 3rd and Gary.
Okay.
It's now a Toyota dealership.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a Toyota dealership
now. I didn't
know that. And then on 27th or 28th and Gary, Cala Foods is there, and now it's called something else.
Yeah, that was part of the ritual. You'd walk down because you'd have a couple hours to burn. You go eat a sandwich. The Jolt soda would help flush the system, as we like to say.
A lot of people coming down my road saying, I'm ordering Taco Bell. Look, I'm not Taco Bell. So damn good. I've been watching my weight, man. I've dropped some pounds. I'm eating quinoa at night and yogurt in the morning, man. No Taco Bell. Let's go to Jay in San Jose.
What up, Jay?
What's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, fellas?
What's up,
baby? Appreciate the call. I will just say I think we're getting a little soft. I don't think the Steph slander has been as bad as you guys think it is. I mean, Steph is recognized as the greatest shooter, you know, a top three point guard of all time. You know, we're talking about the Skip Bayless. Nobody listens to him.
But Jay, I just got into a nice little debate with one of our Odyssey words. What's her name? Trista Kick? Is it Trista Crick? She basically says Steph Curry's not a true point guard. His only role is to score. So people in basketball still believe, or people who cover still believe, he's not a pure point guard. That's all we're saying, Jay.
I know, but I feel like we're too close. I feel like the Bay, we protect Steph, you know, he at all times. But Steph is love, man. He's not underrated. People have been calling saying he's underrated, or people think Steph is not underrated. I don't think the true basketball people think Steph is underrated. Steph is who he is. And the flaws that he has, he's earned those. The 3-1, you got to earn that. You got to own that. So I just think we sometimes a little soft with Steph, but Steph is love, man.
Show me a great player in any sport who doesn't have a horrific loss or two on their resume. Like, even Brady's got it. Brady's got one of the greatest resumes in sports history, and he's got it. Like, everybody's got a flaw in their resume somewhere. 3-1, yeah, he has to wear it. There's no question about it. But that's not exclusive to just Steph Curry.
I saw Tom Brady lose an AFC championship to the Baltimore Ravens.
LeBron James posting up J.J. Barea and afraid to shoot.
Yeah, no doubt. And Tom Brady losing a divisional round game against the New York Jets after they beat him on a Monday Night Football like 45-3.
Well, if we're going to talk about Brady's shortcomings, we've got to talk about him blowing the perfect season too, right?
Well, there you
didn't blow the perfect
season. They scored like three points or whatever, points in that
again,
game.
This is where I go.
But 18-1 will always be on Brady's resume.
No doubt about it.
Yes, I agree. He didn't lose that game, right. But he didn't also help them win it. He also didn't win the Super Bowl against the Rams.
The front four of the New York Giants won that Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you had a helmet catch, one of the luckiest catches in Super Bowl history. One of the luckiest catches I've ever seen on the football field. David Tyree will never be heard from again, yet he has that one catch to his name, and now we'll get all these interviews. So there you go. I don't even know if he's Cody Ross. I don't even know. I'm maybe giving him too much credit.
Well, in baseball, you overpay that guy for a 3-year deal and then eventually just pay him to leave. That's how it works.
All right. 888-957-9570. Let's break down game number one. What's the key to the Warriors getting off to a good start in this series? How would they start the series being up 1-0? And as well, we'll have we'll give out the winner of the contest on the other side as well. Mo and Adam, stand hold. 888-957-9570. More coming up on The Morning Roast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
What up, Steph? We got your back. We know you're great. Come on, man. Clutch. 5 seconds or less since 2013. He's got the most game winners in the NBA since 2013. That's right. That's Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry. Most points in the fourth quarter of postseason. Dropped 18 in game four. Dropped 12 in game six. Fourth quarter. They say he's not clutch. Come on, Steph. We know better.
He's a boss, in the words of Mac Dre and Yuckmouth. Speaking of which, I do feel like the Bay Area got robbed of the Yuckmouth Mac Dre album that we desperately needed. I know we got the Nicotina Mac Dre one, because that was that beat right there. God, I wish we would have had the Yuckmouth Mac Dre one.
Yuckmouth after the double album. It's kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
what was it called? The Abolition?
I don't know, but Godzilla is one of my favorite albums of all time.
It was a
double
album.
I'll put Godzilla up on anybody.
It was a double album. And I mean, he had the Rolex rules.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Come on.
I mean, Gangsta.
With Rap-A-Lot?
A Gangsta Girl.
Yeah.
I need a Gangsta Girl. Everybody gotta have him.
He was bigger than the collection of him and Numbskull on the Loonies. I always thought Yuck splitting off was like the best thing for him.
No doubt. No doubt. What was it called? What was that album? It came out in 2000, 99, 2000. I'm looking for Thugged Out, The Abolition.
There you go.
98. Wow. Double album. It's pretty gangster. Pretty good. Let's go out to the calls again. The more you know.
Hey, Godzilla, I'm telling you, Godzilla goes hard.
Goes hard. Did the whole album. Matter of fact, I'm bumping that on the
Spotted
way.
Spotted in the Pacific.
That's how I'm
run
feeling.
For your lives.
That's how I'm feeling after those dudes from Dallas show that, you know, they don't know anything about basketball. They know nothing about basketball. So they got me a little fired up. I'm a little fired up for game one today. I want the Warriors to really win this. Now I want them to really win this series because I want that $200 from them, too.
We are not getting that. And first off, that $200 is going to charity, number one. And we're not getting that $200. I'm telling you right now, it's not coming.
We'll see. Then we'll call their show and we'll rip them.
You know who will call their show?
Who's that?
Guru. Because I'm sure he calls their show already.
Oh, man.
He's a legend, apparently, at Dallas and in Pittsburgh radio.
Wow.
For calling in. No, I'm giving him love.
Adam and SF.
That's why I love him.
Yeah. Adam and SF.
What
what's
up,
happening?
Adam?
How's it going, guys? Good morning. Before I give a take real quick, I just have a question for y'all. You were talking about Jolt. Do you guys remember Hyphy Juice?
I do. Absolutely.
It was like an energy drink, right?
In the neon can.
Yeah. I never had one. I stuck with Red Bulls.
That was the OG Red Bull before Red Bull.
That was
good stuff. But listen, so keys for this series, I think it's still going to come down to Andrew Wiggins. That man has been so good during the playoffs. Quietly, like he's not putting up 20 and whatever, but
right.
It's like he's being two-way wig. I think Steph and Clay are going to get theirs. Draymond's going to be a playmaker without the turnovers. You know, Jordan Poole's got to find some of that magic, but I think the key still is Andrew Wiggins. He still has that ability to be the all-star wig in this series and continuing moving forward if we can get there. But I love what I've seen from Wiggins, and that's my take. I think he's going to take us.
I'm with you. Andrew Wiggins has been outstanding for the Warriors this year. Where would they be in the playoffs without Andrew Wiggins? Forget the box score. Like, everyone box score hunting. Just watch the games.
I know. Because
watch the impact.
Well, if you look at the box score, and a lot of people are going to look at the box score and say, oh, well, he's only averaging 14.5 points per game.
Contests every shot defensively.
He's only averaging 7 rebounds a game. Well, he is shooting 49% from the floor and 50% from three. Or, 40% from three, which would take all day long.
All day.
All day long.
As a guy who wasn't a great three-point career shooter, but when he was acquired by the Warriors.
Yeah, no doubt. And so we ran this on the pregame show last Friday. Showed his numbers, and they're saying, his numbers, his game on the floor, his impact on the floor is a lot louder than those numbers.
No question.
A lot louder. Just, again, watch the basketball game. They're asking who's going to guard Luka. Well, Wiggins is going to trail him, and they're going to try to get the switch. But Andrew Wiggins, a career high in 3-point percentage this year. He ended up shooting 39% from the 3-point line this season. 38 last year. In Minnesota, he never shot higher than 35.6%.
Mm.
So why is he getting great efficiency looks from the 3-point line? Whoa, whoa, number 30, create space. The whole thing called gravity. Gravity, and then you add Klay Thompson, who everybody's like, oh boy, Klay's back. He's now bombing threes. And I get it, Klay struggled the first 5 games against the Memphis Grizzlies, but he came out in a big way in game 6 with 30 points and 8 threes. All of a sudden, Andrew Wiggins is efficient. So the numbers may not do him justice in this playoff run. Wiggins has been fine. Honestly, I'm not even worried about Andrew Wiggins in the series.
To me, he's been one of the most reliable players because I know exactly what I'm getting. I'm getting elite defense, a guy who's going to try as hard as he can on loose balls. He'll knock down an open shot when it presents itself. Here's the only area that I have a criticism of Wiggins, and I think it's more, to me, this is more an emphasis from the plays that are being called offensively. I'm not saying you're doing it all the time. I'm talking like once a quarter. When things get bogged down, throw him the ball in the post. Let him go to work on the block. I know the free throw thing has been an issue at times this year. I feel like he's kind of gotten past the free throw stuff. I feel like he's very reliable from the free throw line right now.
Well, he's been okay. It's been okay. Free throw line.
What is he in the playoffs?
1-2. Well, here, I'll pull it up right here again. Yeah. In the playoffs, Andrew Wiggins shooting 60% from the free throw line.
Wow, it felt better.
Felt better, but, I mean, after shooting 30-plus percent in February, I think we'll all take 60%.
That's the Tim Duncan range.
Oh, man. That's not even Tim. Tim Duncan was better than that. By the way, Dennis and Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. He's going to game one of the Western Conference Finals. Dennis and Palo Alto. And don't forget, it just doesn't stop there. Tomorrow, listen all day tomorrow, as each show will have a keyword to text in. All you have to do is text in the keyword for a chance to win tickets to game number two of the Western Conference Finals. And, of course, you can get your playoff tickets at Warriors.com. Get there early tonight, 6 p.m. tip, an hour earlier than usual. So you want to fight the traffic and get to Chase Center around 5, 5:30. They're going to need you rocking and rolling before tip here for the Western Conference Finals. And show those jabronis, RJ Sean, at Chase Center's pretty damn loud, like Lucas said.
Yeah, there's no doubt it is. And, you know, we were talking about Steph Curry and the respect and this, that, and the other, driven by the national media. I look up at the screen today, First Take, it's Mad Dog Russo, Stephen A. Smith, and it says, not like, hey, are you ready for game one? This is, again, this, I think this is a problem with how we're presenting the product from a national perspective. Hey, are you ready for game one? Here's the X's and O's. This is what I'm looking for. No, no. The question is, does KD regret leaving the Warriors?
Oh, it's, I don't even.
We're not going to go there, but I'm just saying, like, instead of talking about Steph, it's let's pivot to Kevin Durant and why he's an idiot for leaving the Warriors.
Yeah, well, who knows? KD did what was best for KD. Warriors moved on, and here we are 3 years later, and the Warriors are in a conference final, and KD is getting high with David Letterman.
He cannot be trusted.
He's paired up with Kyrie Irving.
Well, apparently he wants Kyrie out, but we'll not get to that today.
Yeah, no, that's for the offseason. Yeah. Brendan in Newark. Brendan, what's happening? Who's your X factor in these Western Conference Finals, Brendan?
What's going on, guys? I am looking at Jordan Poole tonight.
Me too.
Game three versus Memphis went off for, like, I think 27 points.
Yes.
Seeing him do those fast breaks where he comes in and he's slow and he's dribbling, going through his legs, and then boom, shot out of a cannon. He needs to have a game three versus Memphis night tonight. Started off on a good foot. Mm-hmm. And when Jordan Poole's hot, Clay and Steph, the other team have to account for Jordan Poole. So that gets Clay his open shots. That gets Curry his fast breaks and those easy layups. Get out early. Because what I saw in the Memphis game, we were starting almost every game down 6, 8, 10 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That can't be the series. We have to push, 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 and Jordan Poole is going to be the key to that.
Yeah, so it's interesting that you bring that up. In the first round, he scores 30, 29, 27. They get out to a 3-0 lead in the series, right? And then he starts to slow down a little, and they end up closing it out, but they split those last two games. And then the first three games of the other series against Memphis, 31, 20, 27. Since then, all right, 14-3, which we kind of throw that out the window, 12. They need the guy who's scoring 27 or more. Now, that's a tough ask. He's 22. The stakes are way bigger.
It's his first playoff run.
And he's not starting like he was the first couple of games of the Denver series.
No doubt. But he came off the bench and scored a 31 in game one against Memphis. And here's the problem with Jordan Poole that has gotten him into trouble in those last three games against Memphis. Look, he was 4-15 in game six. He had some wide open looks.
Yes.
He missed like four wide open threes. So he was just cold
back
that
to
night.
Back.
Cold that night. He had a couple of those sequences where he got back to back threes.
Yeah.
He was just off. But also Memphis amped up their physicality. Yeah. They ramped it up and they really beat Jordan Poole up on screens. They gave him little elbows to the ribs. They really went out of their way to beat him up, and he's got to get used to that physicality. Also, he over dribbled at times. He over-dribbled at times to where he was going into no man's land, and he's dribbling around in circles there. Just got to dribble, dribble, dribble. You don't see anything, be decisive with your decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be decisive, whether you're going to shoot it or pass it. He got caught up in the over-dribbling as Memphis sped him up. So I expect him to be a lot cooler tonight against a less physical Dallas team, even though Dallas is one of the best defensive teams in all the league. They're really good defensively. I don't want to sleep on that at all. They play very good defense, and they know how to hide Luka in certain areas. But just slow down, Jordan Poole. I think if he slows down a little bit and doesn't over dribble, he'll be all right in these Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, they need him. They need him bad. I mean, it would be nice to have 20 or more from him, Steph, and Clay. That to me would be really the shot in the arm that they need. The sense of urgency early in this game, and they got to come out firing, and they got to sustain it. When Steph's off the floor, they can't bail water, and that's where Jordan Poole comes back into the equation, and that's where my brain goes, maybe you throw Kuminga out there. How healthy is Otto Porter Jr.? You know, what's that second unit lineup looking like?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Poole's going to be a factor, Otto Porter Jr., and Kuminga I would set the bar low for his expectations. That's just me. As a 19-year-old rookie, you throw him into the Western Conference Final saying he needs to be an X factor. Just let him come in, get some minutes, see how it goes, see if he fouls, see if he gets to the cup. 10 to 15 minutes, maybe for Jonathan Kuminga. Got to just wait and see. Moses Moody? Maybe he's an option with the way he shoots the basketball. I don't know.
Bielitsa?
I don't think he could play Bielitsa in this series.
Right?
You didn't play him much in the Memphis series, and I don't know if you're playing him in this series at all.
I mean, he played a couple of minutes. Boy, it'd be nice to have one of those.
Well.
One game.
You want him switched out on Saluka or Jalen
But I
Jalen
want to
Brunson.
Be able to play that song one more time this year.
The minute Bielitsa comes into the game, Jason Kidd will look at his team and say, you know what to do. And they will hunt Bielitsa.
Yeah, you know what they're going to do? They're going to order that spicy deluxe. It's not barbecue chicken, but it's as delicious.
Or is it seafood? That's fabulous. Famous Lowe's 32. Because of seafood. Oh, he's seafood. Seafood. Instead of barbecue. I kind of like the seafood.
What's your favorite seafood?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question. Tough question. Link, forget it here. You were about to say.
Yeah, that was why I played the song now. I don't know if I'm ever going to have another opportunity to play it again. I had to take my chance now.
Hey, if they
win
a championship, play it all day long. I don't care. Maybe.
We are going to, if they win a championship, this is just, I can't believe I'm putting that into the atmosphere right now. But if they do, on the 95.7 float, if we're in the parade, we are getting a boombox and we are playing Bia Bia all throughout.
Okay. If we're getting a parade, we're parade talk, we're float talk, we're way ahead of ourselves,
guys. No, he prefaced that statement by saying, I'm getting way ahead of myself.
I've never been on a float.
But if, you know,
have
but
you?
If. Yeah, I've been on a few floats.
How about you, Steve?
Yeah, one time to the Boy Scouts. It was badass, dude. Not really.
Hey, I got to tell you, the first one, 2015, was really fun.
Uh-huh.
I was at another station. That float was fun. Then a couple for 95.7 a game. Those floats were fun.
Yeah.
So this year might be a little different for your boy if they do win a championship. But again, that is a month away.
Would you be on the NBC Bay Area float?
I don't know what's going on. I may be indoors. Who knows? But we're talking Western Conference Finals.
I'll be your special correspondent. Yeah. Tell them to hit me up. All right. From the 925, I'm in total agreement because they took the words right out of my mouth. My two go-to seafoods. Dungeness crab and scallops. I love scallops. A well-cooked scallop is the best thing in the world. Where the spoon, it's so tender, a spoon or a fork just like ever so carefully like hit it. It's like a hot knife going through butter.
I'm sleeping on oysters, especially grilled oyster too.
I love oysters.
Rockefeller oysters go up to the Marshy store in Bodega.
I went to Nick's Cove for oysters. Have you ever heard of Nick's Cove?
No.
Delicious.
All right. I'm going to check it out. Let's go to Mo and San Ramon. Mo, what's happening? You're on a roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, gentlemen, thank you again for taking my call. Now, Bonte, I know you've heard from Maverick fans and a Houston Rocket fan. As the resident San Antonio Spurs fan on this station, I'm tired of the Steph Curry slander, okay? He reminds me of Tim Duncan, being that he's the humble superstar. And what player in the NBA celebrates his team's success more than Steph Curry? Can you guys name a player?
No.
Other than Stephen Curry?
Mm-mm.
Exactly my point. And one thing I just want to also mention, there's Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum. Okay, one thing that Steph Curry has, and Luka Doncic, excuse me, the one thing that Steph Curry has an advantage over all those three players I mentioned, and this is why he is the best player left in the playoffs, is his ability off of the ball. He is the best player, in my opinion, without the ball.
Yeah.
And his ability to come off the screens and how he's able to draw two defenders because they're so worried about him getting off a three that the guy who sets the pick for him is getting an automatic layup.
Yep.
I mean, come on, guys. I don't understand why we got Maverick. This is why this is why, you know, the Spurs fan here, you know, the logical, the reasonable individual. Mm-hmm. These Maverick fans, they're just sour because they haven't had a title since 2011, and now they're getting some shine because they made the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
That's all it is, Bonte. Don't let it get
you. Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't. Mo, it doesn't get to me. It's just we picked them apart. They didn't start watching the Mavericks until the last week of the regular season. It was so obvious that they didn't start watching the Mavericks until the last week of the regular season.
You went to Dallas for the game, for the Cowboy Niner game. Was that the only other time you've been in Dallas?
Yeah, the only time.
Have you ever been to anywhere in Texas outside?
No.
So you were basically there, a business trip.
Business trip. 24-hour roll. And you know what? That night, the Mavericks had a game at American Airlines Center. And I thought about going. Thought about going because tickets were like $2. But I was like, no, I had a long flight. I just want to chill. I just want to chill and ramp up for the wild card game.
You didn't have a Whataburger.
I've had Whataburger before. Actually, I was at an airport in Texas, so I had layovers in Texas, and I've had Whataburger. It's okay. It's okay. We overrate these burgers so much. Whataburger, it's okay. Right?
Where are you going with this? Are you going to say something about In-N-Out?
I'm not saying anything about In-N-Out. I'm just saying Whataburger's okay. Sorry.
Taco Bell. So damn good.
Fillmore Mike in the city. Fillmore Mike.
Hey, Fillmore Mike had a great question on his Instagram yesterday.
Oh, about the best city hoopers?
Yeah, and you guys, all of you didn't come in with the right answer. The right answer is the guy who played 8-9 years in the NBA, Big Bird Kevin Rastani, rest in peace, Olympic Club member,
Archbishop
Reardon High School.
Right.
I mean, give him his respect. Hey, he played in the NBA for nine years.
He did a lot for the special needs kids as well.
Dude, Big Bird was a legend.
Big Bird, I met him at, what's the special needs center by the SF Zoo?
Yes.
I met him out there. We played a game. He's a good dude.
He played first base and softball for many, many years. Tremendous respect for Kevin Rastani. I'm sorry, just wanted to throw that out there. I think he's the greatest city hooper of all time. Hey, Fillmore.
It's all good. Hey, Tobias Harris over me? I love that. Hey, but listen, man, I'm trying to get the flex moment of the day because, you know, I work for Xfinity, so let me explain what a flex box is. It's basically a streaming device. If you have our internet services, you get the Flexbox for free. And you can stream Netflix, Apple Plus, Hulu, Pandora, Spotify. Also, it comes with our Peacock services, which is normally $4.99, but you have internet with us, you get it for free. And if you think we only care about internet-only people, we don't. If you have cable, X1 platform, it's automatically a Flexbox. Anyway, though. Before I get in there, because y'all be messing up the flex Xfinity thing, I had to get y'all right. The disrespect is real, though, with Curry the Warriors.
Thank you.
They were on national media just saying, yeah, Curry's the third best. Like, no, it was no discussion. It was like no fight for it. Like, nah, he's the third, fourth best player in the series. I think Luka just won a playoff series this year. What are we talking about? The disrespect is crazy. The Warriors get hated on. Hey, it reminds me of the beginning of the season. Everybody hating on the Warriors, right?
Yep.
Were we talking about the Mavs?
No,
not at all.
Talking about the Mavs, and we wanted to play the Mavs. Now all of a sudden we spooked the Luka. Now, if you living in the moment, he killing. He playing his ass off.
Absolutely.
But come on, bro. Let's not make it seem like this is an unbeatable task that we can't beat Brunson, Dinwiddie, and Luka Doncic. He's great. Top six player. I give it to him, but come on, y'all. Hey. We wanted to pay Dallas 3 weeks ago.
Fillmore, the best part of this call is I had no idea that you were wearing a wire for Xfinity the entire time.
Hey, man, if you need cable, holla at me.
I love you,
no doubt, Fillmore.
Starting comments. Like
I need in on that podcast, man. They look like they have a lot of fun. They got the studio set up and everything.
I know.
A lot of loud packs in there. Maybe I can't go. Let's go to Eric in Oakland.
What's up, Eric?
What's happening?
What's going on, guys? I've been hearing you guys for like 10 hours. Yeti, this and that. Let me tell you the truth about the whole playoffs. I'm 40 years old, been watching this for 20 years. The Warriors are going to win in five. Remember me in five. You know why? Because we ain't, like Beverly said, people are talking in the locker room. Ain't nobody scared of Phoenix or Dallas. They've never been there, done that, never. Warriors, three-time champions. Is that champion pedigree, you know? We just got it. They don't. They're trying to get to where we are, man. Ain't nobody scared of Luka. He's like Nowitzki. Man, come on, dude. hey, dare I say, he's the white hope. That's why everybody's on his bandwagon. He's the white hope. God bless him. I ain't racist or nothing like that. But that's why everybody jumping his worry. You know why he's going to get his ass beat up in five games, Warriors in five. I don't want to be racist like that, but you know, it's the truth, man. It's the truth.
There you go. There you go, Eric.
He's
been
tailgating since 10 hours ago.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go. He is ready to go. Let's hear from Jason Terry, who joined Willard and Hibbs yesterday on making Luka play defense, because nobody's talking about this. Making Luka play defense.
That guy might need a nap before the
game. You have to go at him. You have to make him play defense. You have to put him in multiple actions, make him run around. Whatever his matchup is, you have to make sure that guy is either setting screens or in a screening action to make him have to guard.
And Klay Thompson yesterday on Dallas blitzing Steph the last time they played him.
I was really sick that week. I barely remember. I think we could just be more aggressive. If they're going to blitz Steph, it's on us, the other guys, to make them pay.
Klay did come back in that game after missing three games. He was very sure winning yesterday. He didn't want to say anything. He's just ready to go.
Can you please play the one, the key for guarding Luka?
Yes.
Please play that.
Here it is right here.
Key to defending his team with Luka. I would say playing your hardest and trusting your teammates are the two keys.
But the best
no,
part about that...
That sounds like he's answering like a job interview.
Right.
You know, when someone's like, what are your flaws?
Right.
Well, my flaws are I try too hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you're trying to get the job.
The best part about that clip, though, was that...
I'm a perfectionist.
The best part about that clip was it was a long pause between the answers. Like, we had to edit that down because... He sat there like, the keys to defending Luka. And he was looking down at the podium. He's looking down. He's like, I guess you just got to play hard. Play hard and believe in yourself. Try hard to believe yourself. How about guarding Luka? Here's what Jason Terry had to say about that on Willard and Dibbs yesterday.
To me, that is the strength of the Golden State Warriors, is they do have multiple defenders that will give Luka some problems. They're not going to stop him. But you just want to wear Luka down. You want to put different looks at him. He's a smart player. He's very intelligent, high basketball IQ. But if you give him different looks, you know, from possession to possession, quarter to quarter, game to game, then I think that's where you have an advantage because, you know, Draymond can guard him. Wiggins can guard him. Klay is definitely going to have his hands full guarding him. You wish GP was healthy because can you imagine GP picking him up 94 feet and causing him problems?
Wow. Wow. There we go. There we go, and I'm seeing another prediction. We've got Nick Wright, Mavs in five.
Oh, Mavs in five.
Mavs in five.
All right.
Mavs in five. Let's go to Joe in Saddle
Zay. Is he going
to
be on today on the station?
Maybe 12 to 3.
Book him.
Joe in Saddle Zay. Joe, what's happening?
Hey,
you're
Joe.
On the roast.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I got it right here. It's going to be a team effort to win this series, but here's a caveat to this whole deal. Warriors win one. Dallas wins two. We go to Dallas. Romo shows up. Tony Romo shows up to game three, that's a win. Dak Prescott shows up to game four, that's a win. We come home and we win. In five.
There it is. Austin in San Francisco. Austin, finish this bad boy up. Who do you got? What you got here? Who's the X Factor? Austin, you there? Going once, going twice.
All right. So
gone.
Before we go to the Xfinity Flex, and we have crossover, crosstalk, whatever we call it these days, Washington High School Baseball.
Oh, yes. I wanted to shout that out.
I want to give neighbor Dave, a.k.a. Dave Mertz, a little shout out here. Washington breaks a 16-game losing streak to Lowell and a 7-year run of titles for the Lowell Cardinal.
They beat them 6-1.
They won the city championship 6-1 at Oracle Park. That's pretty damn cool.
Had a big inning where they threw up a crooked number and beat Lowell at Oracle Park.
It's your alma mater.
Yeah, I know. Fly Eagles Fly. They posted it all day long. I forgot to get to it because we got so fired up. I got something else, too, that I want to read off pertaining to high schools. But shout out to the Washington Eagles.
Okay.
Are they doing the Transbay Series again where the winner of the OAL played a San Francisco City champ? Usually it's like Skyline or Oakland Tech playing the city winner. By the way, City College got honored at City Hall by Mayor London Breed.
Oh, really?
City College men's basketball team. They got to go up there. And also, the 6th annual San Francisco Italian Athletic Club Foundation. They held the San Francisco High School Awards banquet. The guests of honor were Don Collins, of course, the former commissioner of the AAA.
Not the one who used to run this station.
No, not the one. Not that one. Not that one. But a lot of people got honored, including Charlie Johnson of Stuart Hall Basketball got the Dante Benedetti Trophy for Lifetime Coaching Achievement. The team of the year was Balboa Football High School. They won a state championship.
Congrats, Balboa.
So a lot of people here. A lot of people
I think
SI, Reardon.
Mixon won an award, I believe, at that night.
Because I saw that crumb across the timeline as well.
Mixon. From Mixon. Sacred Jerry Heart. Mixon won the Best Football Player in the City Award.
Yeah.
So there you go. Natalie Lau won the Best Volleyball Player in the City of SI. So the awards came out the other day. Sixth Annual San Francisco High School Awards presented by the San Francisco Italian Athletic Club Foundation. So we love our high schools. We've got to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Washington High, man. They beat Law. I was looking for a link to watch the game. People got to me late about the link, so... Shout out to the Eagles, man.
You guys have had those pinstripe red jerseys forever. Yeah.
Big Dog City. You know, Big Dog City. Yeah. They beat Lowell his senior year in high school 2-1 at Oracle Park.
Oh, wow.
Hit the game basically to go ahead triple.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead triple. Wow. So in that game, they ended up at third base. They won 2-1 that game. That day, excuse me, to win that game. So.
Yeah, you rattled off all those people. You forgot about Reardon because Joey Curtin, Reardon basketball coach, got coach of the year. Shout out Joey Curtin and the whole Curtin family running Reardon these
days. You're making me not like Reardon.
Did we hang banners, bro?
I love Reardon.
Go into the gymnasium. Look up at those banners.
I've covered a lot of Reardon High School basketball games.
My boy Will kicked the basketball at practice one time up there, knocked all the banners down, and got kicked out of practice. Never came back to basketball.
Wow.
Walked straight to the soccer field and played soccer.
Damn. That's not
good. Love you, Will.
That's not good.
Everybody knows the Grove family.
That's not good. All right. Time for the flex moment of the show. Brought to you by Xfinity.
I'm trying to get the flex moment of the day because, you know, I work for Xfinity. So let me explain what a flex box is. It's basically a streaming device. If you have our internet services, you get the flex box for free. And you can stream Netflix, Apple Plus, Hulu, Pandora, Spotify. Also, it comes with our Peacock services, which is normally $4.99, but you have internet with us, you get it for free. And if you think we only care about internet-only people, we don't. If you have cable, excellent platform, it's automatically a Flexbox. Anyway, though, before I get in there, because y'all be messing up the Flex Xfinity thing, I had to get y'all right. The disrespect is real, though, with Curry the Warriors.
Thank you.
They were on national media just saying, yeah, Curry's the third best. Like, no, it was no discussion. It was like no fight for it. Like, nah, he's the third, fourth best player in the series. I think Luka just won a playoff series this year.
The Flex of the Show, presented by Xfinity Flex, the 4K streaming TV box with voice remote and Peacock Premium, free with Xfinity Internet.
Come on, Mike. Loves to smoke. He loves to smoke.
Loves to smoke?
He's about that life.
Okay.
He's about that life. He was fired up. A lot of roasters fired up. I was fired up. We're all fired up at the 7 o'clock hour when we had those jabronis on from Dallas, who obviously didn't know anything. Don't forget, tomorrow, another contest. Win game 2 tickets. Listen all day tomorrow as each show will have a keyword to text in. All you have to do is text the keyword for a chance to win tickets to game number 2 of the Western Conference Finals and get your playoff tickets at Warriors.com. Don't forget to go a little early today, 6 p.m. tip between the Mavericks and the Warriors as you are listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
So, you know, Mark Dips, welcome this morning.
Yo.
It's a beautiful day. It's the morning of game 1. We were just kicking around a lot of different things. Like our audience, watching it grow organically over time, it's a beautiful thing. We've seen our YouTube and Twitch streams and people downloading us on the Odyssey app, and it's just growing and growing and growing, and the interaction's incredible. Watching what the Warriors were before Steph Curry and then what they are now, it's an incredible thing, but they've really, truly reinvented themselves. I feel like as much as we're praising Luka, we have forgotten about the resume of Steph Curry. You can love both players. They're both incredible. I just don't understand why, just in general, when we praise Luka, it's a backhand to Steph.
That's kind of just the NBA way. There's a cultural thing in there with the way the NBA works where, you know, we always talk about who's that dude, right? Like, so much of the NBA culture is not about teams. It's one of the things that I love about this generation of Warrior basketball more than anything, which is it's based on ball movement. It's based on multiple people. You have a superstar who's now won 3 NBA championships and never been the finals MVP. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
You don't see that in the NBA because, for instance, if the Mavericks win the title, I don't care what the stats are, Luka's the finals MVP. I could tell you that now. If Boston wins, Jason Tatum's your finals MVP.
Yeah.
And if Miami wins, Jimmy Butler's your finals MVP. If the Warriors win, Probably going to be Steph.
It's like
this
giving
time.
Giving a quarterback a defensive winning Super Bowl team or whatever.
That's the beauty of these Warriors. But we do that, right? Like, you remember the old days, and the Christmas game was not the Lakers versus the Heat. It was LeBron versus
it's
Kobe.
That's true. That's
right?
True.
So it's like who is a Quienes Mas Macho type of a sport in the NBA. So it's just hard. I think it's hard for people to compliment two competitors at the same time, but when it comes to this sport.
It is funny, though, when you look back to 2015 in the finals.
Was the MVP. Of course he was the MVP.
They helped LeBron to 35-10-10.
He did get one vote. He didn't get one freaking vote. One vote. I just don't get it. Whatever.
Well, same complex that happens with someone like say, Reggie Bush. Do you have a good NFL career?
It was okay.
Okay. But he did have
for his expectations.
He did have a good NFL career if you wipe away where he was picked.
Yeah, and he was so awesome in college.
So same thing with Steph.
Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, same thing with Steph. The whole deal with Steph is you wanted it to look a certain way.
Okay.
It didn't quite look like that.
Well,
and so we decided it wasn't good, but it was still very good.
We forget about Andre Iguodala in those NBA finals, and I just Googled it to make sure I had my facts right, but Iguodala led the team in scoring. Two different games in that series.
Yeah, but game five, Steph put them away in that second half.
The reason why they won the game, the reason why they won the series is because of what Andre Iguodala did against LeBron James. Iguodala, think about what we know about Iguodala now, offensively. He is a non-factor.
We just disagree on
this. He had 25 points in game six. Yes, that Andre Iguodala. The Iguodala now who refuses to score, so it was such an anomaly. Steph was good. Klay led him in scoring once. Andre and Steph led him in scoring twice.
I think you need to go back and watch those games because they had him on NBA
boy,
TV.
I watched all the games.
Steph Curry dropped 25, 8, and 6 in game number 6.
Right.
Closeout game.
Right. And Iguodala also had 25, which, by the way, in Iguodala 25 is like Steph Curry having 55.
But see, that's the point. That's the point. We didn't see the Iguodala stuff coming. You expect Steph to do it. You don't expect Andre to do it. So when Andre does it, you give it more clout.
Right.
It's not. It's the same. It's 2 points is worth 2 points.
Seven threes in game five, 37-74 for Steph
and
Curry.
The second
of course
half.
He was the MVP. Of course he was the finals MVP.
I mean, LeBron James is still averaging a triple-double.
Right.
Everybody was like, oh, LeBron maybe should win it as a loser like Jerry West did back in the 70s. That. Like, because he didn't have Kyrie and Kevin Love. But Iguodala winning an MVP is a crime. Like, it's
like Renneria winning the MVP of the World Series that the Giants won.
I mean,
that's a cross-pollination sensation is what that is right there.
I thought Lincecum deserved it, in my estimation, for that World Series. That was for my money.
Yeah. Baseball, it matters a little less for the original reason I was just bringing up. Like, we make the NBA all about the star player.
Yes.
Like, the best player wins. It's actually one of the really cool things about this Final Four, which is that all of the other stars who've done it before, who've sort of had that mark on their back as like, you might be that guy this year.
Yeah.
You might be. They're all out.
Yeah.
They're all gone. There's no Giannis. There's no KD. There's no Kyrie. There's no Chris Paul. There's no Jokic. There's no Embiid. They're all gone. And so it's either the guys who've done it before do it again, or it's the coronation of a new star.
And it's time you all put some respect on Jimmy Butler's name for not only last night, but in general, what this guy is doing with a Miami Heat team that, you know, you talk about if the Heat win the whole thing, it's going to be Jimmy Butler. 41 last night, them taking that game, basically taking Boston by the scruff of the neck and shaking them into submission in that third quarter. Jimmy Butler's a real one, and all y'all need to put some respect on that man's name.
Did you pick the Heat to win the series?
No, I picked Boston to win the series.
Yeah, I picked the Heat to win the series.
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't see the graphic.
I saw my Twitter feed. Warriors at 6, Heat and 7.
Was it before or after two key players were announced? Boston doesn't lose that game last night.
I was already leaning Heat.
Boston doesn't lose that game last night if they're fully stacked.
I was leaning Heat. I was like, you know, it's going to be a 7-game series. I was leaning Heat. Once that happened, I said, oh, yeah, I'm all in on it.
And by the way, don't go on a victory lap yet.
I mean, I'm not.
Boston already showed you the metal they have down 3-2 on their way to face the defending champions in their building, and they showed you. So,
What do you mean don't throw dirt on yet? We've all moved past Dallas, right?
I still think Boston wins this series.
Al Horford and Marcus Smart will be back, and Tyler Herro will have to deal with Marcus Smart. that's when this series gets real interesting. But Boston's Jimmy Buckets always gets respect. Jimmy Buckets is a baller.
Well, whatever respect Jimmy doesn't get is because of Jimmy. Like,
it's an us problem. No, it's not a Jimmy problem. It's because we don't like Jimmy because he's too rough.
No, he's not. I don't think he's too rough. He's ticked off teammate after teammate after teammate. He's been worn a lot of jerseys, and that's the way it goes in professional sports.
He beat Andrew Wiggins wearing a Rolex.
Yeah,
like with the second unit and not shooting.
Spoelstra. Yeah. The Warriors game. Remember that? He almost fought.
That was awesome.
Jimmy Butler's a phenomenal player, but to act like he is what we saw last night all the time in his career is revisionist history.
Well, and he's a very poor 3-point shooter, which goes against the grain of the modern NBA. So he does get diluted in that sense. He's a toughness dude. You got to appreciate him on a nightly basis to get the Jimmy Butler experience.
He shot a month of free throws for Steph Curry last night. Imagine if Steph would attack the rim like Jimmy does. I know he's not the same player, but 17 of 18 from the line. That guy, he forces you to play him. He forces you to defend him. He's physical. He's strong. He's abrasive. And this might be his finest hour.
And you know what? He took Jaylen Brown out of the game, too.
Yeah, he did.
He plays very good defense. So.
Well, they got Bam, PJ Tucker. They're a very hard-nosed team. I love their team.
And back to the 2015 finals, we need to remember that Steph Curry in 2015 was a terrible defender, which is why Andre Iguodala got the MVP. He played both ends of the floor. Steph Curry now is a defender. Are you saying Steph Curry is the same defender now as he was in 2015, Bonte?
He's a lot better.
He was a liability.
Killed Stephen Curry in that series. LeBron looked for the switch on Stephen Curry. Who doesn't LeBron James Cook? It's not a badge of honor to say,
Andre Iguodala.
Stephen Curry.
He scored
40 in game five.
Nobody's brought up defense in a finals MVP conversation in the history of ever.
Well, except for the year they decided not to give it
to Steph Curry.
Iguodala guarded LeBron James at game five, and LeBron James scored 40. I mean, what did he stop? LeBron James got tired. If anything, he wore out because there was no Kyrie Irving. There was no Kevin Love. And he's out there rolling with Matthew Dellavedova, who hyperventilated after guarding Steph Curry in game three.
He had to go to the hospital.
He had to go to the hospital.
I'm glad you guys actually brought this up because it really, Steph is on my mind this morning because he's turning 35 next year. And I don't know if he actually, deep down in his DNA, if he cares that he doesn't have a finals MVP. But if you do look at this particular group, if the Warriors win the title,
it would be him.
It will be him.
Yeah.
And so that would be great. But let's extend that even further. Again, he is turning 35 next year. We talked about this yesterday on the air. Do not forget what the Western Conference will probably look like next year.
Much better, Denver.
Right? So,
yes.
Denver, much better. They get their guys
are
back.
Healthy.
Memphis a year older. Yeah. Dallas a year older, but both still very young.
Who knows what the Lakers do?
Well, Kawhi and Paul George are back. And Minnesota is another year older. I don't know exactly what Utah is going to do. We'll see what Phoenix has left. But it is, in theory, a harder conference next year than it is right now. You have sort of stumbled into having home court the rest of the way, which you didn't expect.
Incredible.
Please take this how I mean it. This is his best
opportunity
chance.
We don't know that, though.
That's what I'm saying. No, no, no. He's trying to close every window.
No, I'm not, which is why
I
tried
to close.
No, because I knew you'd label it that way, and it's not what I'm saying. The window's not closed, but you're not. It is highly likely.
It's a great opportunity.
You do not get a chance like this again. Home court, rest of the way. Everybody who has rings, all out of the way.
It's an interesting
you're
point.
Turning
it's
35 a, next
I hear
year.
You.
Just
I hear you.
Play the odds.
No,
if
I hear
we want to play analytics, you got to get it
now. But I don't
do
the analytics. I use my eyeballs, and I look at the basketball players.
Analytics.
And I look at the IQs. And here's the deal. You're forgetting about something. One, Phoenix is not going to be the same. Yes, Denver's going to get their guys back, but I'm not afraid of Jamal Murray. He's going to have to guard somebody on the Golden State Warriors, which he struggles at doing. Michael Porter Jr. has an 80-year-old back, so I'm not really worried about him. Memphis? They want to run back Dylan Brooks in that team? Go ahead.
I'm
not worried about them. And also, you're forgetting, Kuminga will be better. Poole will be better.
We think.
Moody will be better.
We think.
It will gain from all that experience.
All
it is
the
a
young
good
guys.
Opportunity.
Will be a lot better. There's no doubt there's
a good opportunity.
But I would not shut the door.
And I'm not shutting the door.
You're forgetting something.
Leave
these
it open, Mark.
I knew this label would come.
No.
Let me say, cut the tape.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not shutting the door.
However,
you're saying it's the best opportunity.
The door will not be as open as it is now because you're forgetting something.
We don't know.
You're forgetting where we've just been the last 2 years. They are healthy right now. Are they ever going to be this healthy in this moment again?
We don't know.
Likely.
We don't know.
You're right, but the answer is likely not.
The rest of the league may not be healthy. We don't know this, Mark. And this is a team that doesn't need home court advantage. They just proved that last series. They proved that in 2019.
Bonte,
they don't need home court advantage.
Likely. This is likely as good of a chance as he's going
choice.
To get.
Good word choice.
As likely as good of a chance as they're going to get.
I hear you. I hear you. He's going to be 35. I hear all that. But, hey, look, let's live in the now. Next year will be next year. Have a great chance to beat the Dallas Mavericks in the West Conference Finals. I'm hoping Miami beats Boston because Boston, if they do get their ish together, they're going to be a problem.
By the way, I will tell you this. You guys got me with who are the two gentlemen you're talking to in Dallas today? Who are they?
RJ and Sean. Sean spelled S-H-A-N.
Yeah. You know when you finally got me? You got me because I don't know why I don't do this. Why do we not transfer the Dallas Cowboy hatred to the other Dallas teams?
At all. Yeah. The Rangers.
It doesn't bother me a bit.
Don't care.
But it suddenly does now.
Yeah. Rangers aren't even technically Dallas, by the way. Arlington.
When you talked about putting your money where your mouth was when the 49ers went in to play the Cowboys this year, I went, oh, that's right. This is Dallas.
Yeah.
It just never doesn't hit me that way when it's not the Cowboys.
It's not really Dallas, honestly.
But it is. This is the same fans.
Yeah, fine. Have you been to Dallas, by the way?
I mean, like the airport.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that, by the way, is the best part of Dallas. Well, downtown Dallas, other than the grassy knoll, is a non-entity.
But you go Austin, downtown to Dallas. Austin's amazing, I hear.
But it's not
Austin. Is awesome.
Yeah,
that's not even close to Dallas.
No, it's
not. If you want to talk about Irving and Arlington and Fort Worth and Grand Prairie, shout out Old McDonough, the aunt to my children.
Oh.
Out the first couple kids, anyway. Right. But Dallas, the Metroplex, is a soulless place. The only thing that is hateable about Dallas is the Cowboys. The downtown area, you might as well be in downtown Stockton. There's nothing going on in downtown Dallas.
By game five, I promise you, I will hate someone or something having to do with the Dallas Mavericks.
The only thing you can hate about the Mavericks is Mark Cuban. And the Cube has dialed it back. He's the only thing to me about the Mavericks in history that's hateable.
He's never bothered me. It never bothered me. He wears a Smedium shirt. He cares.
Four for your Smedium.
You
look good in the Smedium, by the way. We talked about it.
He takes care of his guys.
Yeah.
Like, Cuban has never triggered me.
I like Cuban.
He's never triggered me.
I get a kick out of him. I don't care about the politics stuff with him. As an owner, like, I would want him as my owner generally.
Well, no, but early Cuban, he was, I mean, when he was getting fined $1 million a game because he was out of control.
He was on the court.
Exactly.
And some of the things that had happened in that organization.
Well, that part is undisputable.
He's been nasty. And, you know,
for sure,
kind of turn a blind eye to that stuff. And
we can look at this organization pre-Lakeham and talk about some of the nastiness that took place here that, you know, didn't really get a light shined upon it. So, but granted, this is the same tenure.
This is. All right. Shine
a light on billionaires. You're going to find some stuff.
You're going to
find almost all of them.
Jerry Jones on line one.
Oh, Jerry.
That's it for us. You guys have a great, great show. Dibs and Willer coming up. They'll take you up until high noon. High noon right here on 95.7 The Game.
I'm not shutting the door.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!